Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grape, and this is our national conference call. It uses 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Monday night. We have a lot of exciting things to go over tonight, and we want to welcome everybody to the call. And to get started tonight, as I heard some more chiming in just as I went on for the recording, make my little statement there that if any of you have any background noise, please hit star 6 and mute that out. And if you want to come back on the call and ask a question or have a comment or whatever, then just hit star 6 again, and it'll open you back up so that you can come back on the line anytime you need to. We are Amazing Grape. We're out of Star, North Carolina. This is the center, the geographical center of North Carolina. There's a plaque out here with a geological survey on it that shows that this is the geographical center of the state of North Carolina. We're a little small town just about 40 minutes south of Greensboro, North Carolina. And Greensboro is pretty much in the north-central part of the state. But we produce a product. Our flagship product is called Amazing Grape, as you all know. But we also have, and for the benefit, we may have some visitors that are coming on for the first time tonight. Our product is produced at the largest and oldest muscadine vineyard in North Carolina. They've been in, the plants have been there since 1971. A doctor owns the vineyard. And he has got a superb operation there. Everything is first class. Everything is groomed well in the vineyard. And he has a first class winery operation as well. They squeeze the juice out of the grapes, and they put it in these huge stainless steel vats in a huge operations room there. And then what's left over is the seed and the skin. Well, our chemist from that place, he has a chemist there doing all of the work of the vineyard. The chemist also goes out and works with the growers in North Carolina, all over the eastern part of the state. And then he goes and works with the Western North Carolina Growers Association. And so altogether, there's about 175 growers that he works with. And they have meetings at this particular vineyard where we get our product from. But whenever they squeeze the juice out of the product, they take it and put it in storage. And when they put it in storage and leave it in there for an extended period of time, when they take that stuff out of storage, the seed and skin have been touching each other. And the chemist informed me that the phenolic compounds are the antioxidants, the beneficial nutrients, the enzymes, and the things that are in it, actually show up to be stronger in the product after it's been in storage. Well, he was telling me about this, and then I went on a government report and was reading about a government report that said that when the seed and skin touch each other for at least 3 weeks, that it raises the phenolic compounds. Now, why this happens, what the synergy is there, we don't know. But whenever that you think of the seed and skin touching each other, first thing you know, you think it's kind of a joke because you say, okay, the seed's in the middle, the skin's on the outside, how are they going to touch each other? Well, obviously, whenever that you squeeze all the juice out of it and they are all down together, then they put them in storage and there is some miracle of nature, if you want to call it that, that causes the strength of it to actually increase. And so it makes a better product for us. Now, we have believed ever since we started this company that the skin and the seed were both beneficial. And I had a lady to tell me right after we started Amazing Grape, this lady who is a therapist told me, she said, well, Paul, she said, if God had not wanted them to be together, they wouldn't be together. So they are needful for both of them to be together. So our product has seed and skin of the muscadine grape, which is the only grape in nature, in all of the grapes that are out there growing throughout the country and the world. The muscadine grows right in the southeastern part of the United States, and it has 20 pairs of chromosomes. All the other grapes that are in the world have 19 pairs of chromosomes. So the horticulturist actually called the muscadine a berry. Well, the juice is very good to drink, but the juice only has about 5 or 6% of the nutrients in the entire muscadine. The seed has about 67% of the nutrients, and the skin has around 27% of the nutrients. So if you put the seed and skin together, you're going to get the biggest portion of the nutrients, over 90% of the nutrients that is in the muscadine grape. However, the concentrations of so many different types of nutrients that are in the muscadine grape, there's two of them in particular, and that is the resveratrol, which is anti-aging. You'll be hearing a lot more about that on the news and in different reports and things that are out. The resveratrol is considered to be, they're trying to come up with a synthetic resveratrol that will be the fountain of youth. If you just take the pill, it will end up giving you many more years of life. And GlaxoSmithKline is a drug company that is working very hard to produce this thing because they think it'll be a multi-billion-dollar seller. The ellagic acid that is in the muscadine grape is usually found in a red raspberry and is very beneficial when it comes to fighting cancer. And it's found right there in the muscadine grape. Now, the resveratrol and the ellagic acid, I'm told by one of my doctor friends, is in much higher concentration in the skin than it is in the seed. And then we also have a number of different acids and catechins and different great long words that it's hard for all of us to understand, but they're all nutrients and bioflavonoids. They're all plant-based nutrients and antioxidants, and there's quercetin in there, which is for hundreds of years has been used very effectively to help eliminate allergies. And we've had people who began taking the muscadine, and after a while, their allergies completely go away. We have people who call in and give us testimonies of diabetes and their blood sugar. Their blood sugar levels normalize after only a short while on the muscadine grape product. We have people to call us and tell us that they used to have cancer, but that the oncologist comes in and shows them the reports that the cancer's gone. And we find people that had cholesterol problems, and the doctors couldn't get rid of the cholesterol problems. One lady for 6 years, it took every drug you could think of and tried every way to get her cholesterol under control, and she started taking the muscadine product, and within just about a month, she went back to another checkup. The doctor said, your cholesterol level is down to 159. What are you doing? And so we hear these kind of things all day, every day. We begin to believe that there's a great benefit, a tremendous benefit of the muscadine grape to the human body. The different amounts of nutrients and antioxidants and everything, we're told by the doctors, is probably somewhere around 1,000 nutrients. So there's nutrients, there's so many nutrient-rich things that are in the muscadine. And I go and talk to people, and I have meetings all over the country, and I hear people talk about, and I go into a lot of homes and talk to people, and some of them have 30 or 40 different bottles of herbs sitting there on the counter. And they will have vitamins and minerals and herbs and this for that, and they'll say, well, the people at the health food store told me to try this and try that, and I needed some of this and I needed some of that. And they're all good nutrients. They're all from good plant sources. But when you take all of those different ones and you add up the prices of them, $12 a bottle for this and $15 for that and $35 for this and $16 for that and $29 for this, you can run up a whole lot of money sitting there on the counter. Well, the Amazing Grape product has all or a big portion of all of those nutrients all in one place. And to me, I think it's wonderful that the synergy and that the nutrients are all there found together in one place. And so it kind of makes it a variable different herb. It has got the most versatility of any herb that I've ever worked with. And people say, well, is it a cure-all? Well, no. Number one, we don't like the word cure because that's a medical legal term. And so we don't make any claims to cure anything. We just know that the body is a tremendous machine, and the electrical impulses and the way that the body works, the body will push the bad stuff out of the body, and the body will heal itself if it's given the nutrition. And that's what we try to do, is we try to give the body the proper nutrition, and we find that so many different problems are alleviated with the muscadine grape seed and skin product. So it is a wonderful product in that it has so many different things that it can do for the body for different kinds of ailments and problems that people have. But we don't publish anything as a cure-all. We don't like the word. We prefer to just give the body good nutrition. And as we give the body good nutrition, then we're going to have a healthier body. And so we are wanting to share that with everybody, and that's what this call is about. That's what we're doing tonight, is we're wanting to share with you the Amazing Grape product and let you share that with all of your people and let them know about what the Amazing Grape has done for you and what it's done for your people. I have a lady just come in the office here, and I'm going to ask her to tell you what Amazing Grape has done for her mother. Hi, Michelle. Glad
Hi,
to have
Paul.
You here tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what Amazing Grape has done for your mother.
Well, quite a few things, actually. She had high blood pressure, and she went to the doctor, or high cholesterol, and she went to the doctors, and they test after she started taking Amazing Grape, when they tested her level of cholesterol went down a significant amount. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, so she's really happy about that, and it's really a good product.
And I believe she was about out of work for a little while?
Yeah, she actually had to take leave because she was in a lot of pain, and you know how the cholesterol causes pain, the high blood pressure causes.
And the Amazing Grape product helped her pain.
Yes, it did. So she's taking it now. My whole family's taking it.
Well,
That
is wonderful. We appreciate that so
thank
much.
Thank you.
And we're so glad to have you here tonight with us on the call.
Thank you.
We've had a number of people come by. I was just telling the distributors, we had one of the distributors come by today, and we were talking about a series of meetings we're going to start working on to get the word out about Amazing Grape. And what we want to do is more of a public awareness. And I think that this would be good for each one of you as distributors to consider, because if you look at our program and our marketing program, we want you to get four people. And as you get four people in the business and you share that with them, and then you have them to go out and get four people, what you want to do is focus on those first four people, and then you want to focus on helping them get four people. We have a lot of you that are joining up and you're excited about the product, and you go out and get one person, and they go get one person, and they go get one person, and before you know, you've got a great long chain of people. And what we'd like for you to do is tighten those things up and focus on getting your four people on your front line and then helping those people get four people. But what we want to do is start putting on a series of public awareness meetings across the country, in which we will share a lot of the research information coming out of major universities, major hospitals, even the National Institute of Health, a lot of government agencies. And we want to share this information with the public because there's so many people out there that are in dire need of this product, much less those people that we want to have it. I want to tell you a couple of people that I've talked with lately. One is we have a world-renowned, and he has spoke to us about the diabetic condition and the blood sugar problems that people are experiencing across America. Right now, he tells us there are 28 million people in America that have full-blown diabetes. There are another 57 million that are borderline or just beginning the diabetic condition. And so he tells us there are 4,300 people each day that get the diagnosis that you're a diabetic and you're going to be that way the rest of your life. that's a kind of a real sentence to people. And he says the worst thing about diabetes is not just all of the trouble and the insulin and the shots and the doctors and the medicine, and really there's a lot of those medications that are actually killing people, but he said that diabetes actually brings people down to a state of poverty. And so he wants to do something about that. So there's about 75 million people that really need this product to help them with their diabetic condition. That's one market that you have to look at. Now, I was just talking with a gentleman the other day, and he was talking about the almost epidemic proportions of young high school athletes that are coming on to high school, and they start playing athletics, and they go